सुन रहे हैं हरिवन रहे हैं। इस थ्री पार्ट्स टू दिस सीरीज, वन इज मा तवादा अहदुन लिल्लाह इल्ला रफअ अल्लाह, यू हम्बल योरसेल्फ फॉर अल्लाह ताला तो अल्लाह ताला एलिवेट यू। So there's two conditions. One is to humble, and number two, the humility must be for no material gain. It must be only for Allah Ta'ala. In exchange what Allah Ta'ala does, He raises you. Man gets immersed in one of two problems. One is the ego, one is wealth. And overall, the hadith says, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيَةٍ. Extraordinary, impassionate love for wealth, it's the root of all sin. So the ego also, the reputation also is for wealth. Wealth means an additional distinguished comfort, or a luxury, something distinguished. So people must distinguish you, they must see you in a distinguished position. If, for example, there is a jalsa, so you want people must recognize you as being on the stage, you must give a qiraat, you must give a bayan, so you must be the MC. So you have a distinguished position, then you feel appeased. And if there's nothing that distinguishes you, then you feel affected. I am a person of this learning, and in this crowd there's nobody like me, and then nobody is showing me the level of respect that I deserve. So that's no pride, arrogance. And contrary to arrogance is humility. That you humble yourself. You don't want to be known. Remain quiet. You don't speak about yourself or your accomplishments, nor secretly, nor openly. You don't talk about it secretly. You don't talk about it openly. You don't allude towards it in any way. That's called humility. But all this is only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. It means you don't want to come into the limelight, just remain normal. Like one of the crowd, just remain absolutely normal. Nobody can distinguish you, nobody can make you out. You are just standing, this ranking, this position. So Allah Pak likes that. وَتَوَادَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. And our elders recognized that this is a big thief. It's pride, arrogance, and that desire to be recognized, known, spoken about, popularity. They recognize that this is a big problem. Major problem, so they had to come quickly and rescue the whole situation. So they went and rescued it by talking about humility, promoting it, practicing it, to the extent that they could promote it. Hazrat Sahanpuri Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh had one relative. So the relative came to Sahanpur for some cure, he had some illness or ailment, and he had to have some treatment. Now, in the smaller villages, you don't have proper hospital, you don't have specialists. If you look into a small farm, then you won't find a specialist, a doctor living there. You will find them living in city centers. So you see them in Overport, Morningside, so this type of areas, city centers, you will find them living there. Because now the hospitals and these type of special care units are found in city centers, not in rural areas. or he needs some special treatment, and for that he has to be based in a city center for approximately 6 to 8 months. Because the doctor will have to call him up every day, every second day. Or for him to travel from his village from here, it takes already about 1.5 days. So the easier thing is to be based here and let the treatment take its course. Once the course is over, then he can return. So if he's an alim, a learned person, so he approached Mu'asahan Purisab Ahmadullahi and he says that I will be based here for almost 1 year, 8 months to 1 year, and I won't be doing anything but the treatment. And the treatment will be taking about an hour, 2 hours, you know, the time that I go for the treatment, just so much. And then all the time of mine will be wasted. So this is also something very, very notable. This poor didn't want the time to go wasted. So one salient feature of the people of the past is they wanted to capitalize from their time, 1 hour, 2 hours. What should we be doing to capitalize over the time? Some gain, some benefit must be from the time. So when you want to do something, you want to achieve something, you can't achieve it. There's nothing that you can say that, oh, I don't have the time and I can't manage this. You want to make it, it can happen. But you need to have the determination. Once you get into the routine, then you feel comfortable doing some work. And this is such an accepted norm. You try it and you feel so much more relaxed when you keep yourself occupied. So you're not keeping yourself unoccupied. So they say, one Buzurg went past one person and he was standing idle. So he didn't greet him. On the return, passed by the same person, another time he had been digging something, whatever he was digging with his spade. Now he greeted him. His Khadim asked him, you passed him when you were going, and then you didn't greet him. On the return you are greeting him. What's the reason? He says that, see, when I passed by first, he was idle. And an idle person is a devil's workshop. He's idle, not doing anything. So you can't attack him. Imagine a youngster got money, right? He's young, and he's got time. What will be the end? He's got time, he's got energy, and he's got money. What will happen? The devastation, the destruction, ruin. You don't have the money, your mind doesn't go in different areas. But you have the money and you free that, your mind goes everywhere. Because you got money, you got the time, and you are strong. So now your mind goes everywhere, it wanders. The haram that you never thought of, now your mind goes into that haram. The evil that you had never imagined yourself involved in, now your mind goes into that. So keep yourself occupied. Whichever way to keep yourself occupied, as long as that occupation is not a haram occupation. I tell the youngsters, hey, you can do a lot. Even if it's a thing of a worldly nature, but to keep yourself occupied. If you want a small holding, small house, do some planting, growing something. Rather than you looking at the phone, WhatsApp, and get movies, etc., do something. We ask what was going to plant something. A lot of things you can plant. Patatas, you can plant potatoes, dhania, a lot of things you can plant. At least, it can be good for yourself for the day, or it can be good for the neighbors. You did something, something came out. One person tried it out, he planted some potatoes. And related, I was shocked. From one shoot, you got 10 kilos potato. It's one shoot. Now, a little bit of effort, using the time, not wasting the time, right time management. So just sitting and talking, abusing yourself, really, really it's a killer. It kills your time. And the time is lost. You can't regain. It went away. The people in the past were so particular about the time. They would be even particular about the type of food that they would eat. That is, this food here takes a lot of time to chew and munch. So they rather take some food that goes comfortably down. And you don't have to take so much of time to munch the thing and chew the thing and all that. So they're conscious about their time. So this time is just one chance and no second chance. Fajr namaz we read this morning. Today is the 15th of May, isn't it? So the Fajr namaz we read this morning, 15th of Ramadan, 14, 43, right? You'll ever get the chance to read that Fajr namaz again from class. The time, it's not a thing you can take and preserve it somewhere. Money you can still preserve. Even if you've got ice, you can preserve it in the freezer, right? Before they should give an example of ice or time, now you can have something to preserve that ice also, right? But time is such a present thing, it's come and gone. You can't take the thing and preserve it. So it's telling you every morning, I'm coming, I've arrived, and you will never see me again. So whatever you can take out of me, take out of me. Exploit me, take the best out of me, don't waste me, because me, I'm never to return. So in this little time that's capitalized, what can I do within that time? The people that think right, with the grace of Allah Ta'ala, something happens. The time is used, they take the maximum, they don't allow their energies to be directed in frivolous things, things that for no benefit. Right? Like going to a barber, for example, for a hairstyle. Right? So it took him 1 hour to do your hair, right? Say, what else? But now, after you got the hairstyle right, did you get anything of it? 1 hour it took you to do the hairstyle, 1 hour to get there, 1 hour to return. So 3 hours were gone, but did you get something constructive? Something you got anything out of it? Nothing out of it. Hazrat Mustafa Rahmatullahi speaks about one of his ustad, that his recitation was so fluent that in 3.5 hours he would comfortably make one khatam. One khatam in 3.5 hours comfortably would do it. Now this is for people to maximize from their time. Say, don't allow 1 second to go away. I need to do this, I must do this. So you can do it. Not that you can't do it, not that this needs to be only specific to the people in the past. It refers to us as well. But it's just a little bit of thinking and planning that how I'm going to use the time. So if you plan and think, then you can gain too much out of the time. I was saying this morning in Marisburg that, see, you're going to work and you're going to return. You come to the masjid and go back, whether on foot or whether by car. Now, in that few moments, maximize. So, you read kalama, going and coming. La ilaha illallah. Or durood sharif, going and coming. You read. And if there's someone accompanying the car, tell them, see, I don't mean to be rude, and I don't want to make you feel hurt, but this is my routine, that the moment I sit in the car, and I'm moving, I'm reciting something. I don't listen to the news, no nazam, and all these type of things. All of these are very funny, right? It's no benefit. Most of the nazam that you will hear, you ask 95% or 99% of the people to understand the content. 99% don't understand the content. So what are you getting out of it? More than the tune and the sound, not getting anything out of it. One is, you know, right, it's teaching you, it's instructive, it's educating you, it's a different thing, right? But here it's nothing but sound. So you're jumping and you're jiving just for the sound, right? So anything you got out of it, you didn't get anything out of it. You got just a little bit of appeasement that I heard something. So rather than that, you invest your time in something that is constructive. So you tell your sathis that are around you that I don't mean to be rude, I don't want to be snobbish, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but this is my routine. And I recite something that I'm bored of the car. So I was again in Marisburg after 1-2 years. The same Sasha, one Sasha came and met me. He said, you know that time gives a bayan. Use your time, how much you can achieve. So he tells me, from that time till now, alhamdulillah, I haven't failed to read about 2,000 to 3,000 kalima every day. Whereas, for him it was like an impossible thing to get 100 kalima. Why is it 2,000 to 3,000? So I do this, the moment I sit down, I go to the tasbih. I reach the work, start of my work, so come back, jump into the car, and do the same thing again. Going to masjid, same thing, returning from masjid, same thing. Every day, getting 2,000 to 3,000 kalimas. Now this is for that person who manages it. He appreciates time. The little time that he's got, he understands, he's never to return. Let me do something about it. That's why, you see, when Allah speaks about the day of Qiyamah, and given Yawm al-Hasra, so, warn them about the day of remorse. On the day of Qiyamah, you can't move until you answer about 4 to 5 questions. One is your life, one is your youth. Both about time, the life, how you spent your life. And most of the, in particular, your youth, because you are at your ultimate, right? You are at the ultimate in your youth. So now, the Allah is asking you, these are favors, and what did you acquire in this? Did you just let it pass, or did you maximize from the time? Your youth, did you maximize? It's such a precious thing that a person is passing away, a Muslim is passing away. He also says, so the address is to Muslims. Ya ayyuhal ladheena aamanu la tulhikum. Address is to Muslim. Even the Muslim, sometimes he wasn't careful of his time. The last moment, this is what he's asking Allah Ta'ala, yawla akhartani. Give me a few moments. So if he's asking anything, he's asking for time. So you see, he's not asking for rands, not for gold, not for silver, not for any precious stone. He's asking for anything, he's asking for time. So it's such a precious commodity. It's a little bit about managing time. I got 1 hour here, half an hour here, 3/4 here, what can I do? How could I maximize from the time? So we are in etikaf, right? Whether it's nafal, whether it's sunnah, whatever the nature of the etikaf. Now, let me just maximize all the time. I don't want my time to be wasted. So you'll have to look after your tongue, your eyes, your ears. Because these are the avenues of you acquiring. See, you acquire something from there. Yeah? Audio, visual, right? Audio, visual. Isn't it? Audio, for visual, in the ears, or for the eyes, this is very quiet. And when your eyes is set on something, then to move your eyes away from that thing becomes difficult. Sometimes, because of your eyes setting on a right, on a wrong thing, you are stuck in that for 2 years, 3 years. So someone, girl now, for example, and she just caught your heart. Now you're stuck with that thought, with that idea for 2 years. You can't do anything. The world, the thought always comes back and back, repeats, comes and attacks you again and again. So, those avenues through which you acquire, you have to guard that. If you don't acquire, you don't look after those avenues, then those same thoughts keep repeating. So, I have to tell this, explain this repeatedly to the children of the madrasa, that by the grace of Allah Ta'ala only, now, in a madrasa environment, I'm now 51 years. This is a modest environment. And one of the disastrous things is not proper management of time. see, you give your tongue the freedom, the eyes the freedom, or the ears, and then you go. You go, you look at youngsters, you're looking at things, right? 1 hour passes, 2 hours pass, it's so consumed that it's unimaginable, you know, to the sleep or because of the sleep. You're getting up. Hours are just getting wasted, and you got nothing out of it, absolutely nothing. In fact, it brought a rot and a stench to your heart. Your heart has got a stench now, got a full. From what you're seeing, what you're reading up, your heart is elsewhere. In namaz, your heart is elsewhere, because speaking last night, the whole idea here is to get the right mindset. That is why I'm saying in my own words, in the related to you in the language that you will understand. But in the terminology of Quran Sharif, there's two words. One place called the Salim, and one place called the Fulaham and Tazakka. So Allah, what is telling you? Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Now this is repeated in the Quran Sharif, but in different ways. Just as I showed you the ayat, وَلَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ إِذَا مَا أَتَوْكَ لِتَحْمِلَهُمْ. So Allah Ta'ala is making madah of them, praising them. That they couldn't go, but the eyes are streaming with tears. So they want to be there, but they couldn't, they have limitations. So Allah Ta'ala is speaking in praise of them. They give it two verses. تَوَلُّوا وَأَعْيُنُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمِ الْحَزَنِ أَلَّا يَجِدُوا مَعْلُمْ فِكُونَ. Two praises to what? For these people. Again, in another place, لا يستوي القاعدين منكم. And then aside, لا يستوي القاعدون والمهاجرون في سبيل الله غير أولي الضرر. لا يستوي القاعدون منكم والمهاجرون then غير أولي الضرر. So Allah says, those that are coming out in this path and those that are sitting at home, they can't be the same. For the iman, they'll get reward. كُلَّ وَعَدُ اللَّهُ حُسْنَى. But this person that is coming out in the path of Allah, that person that is sitting at home, both can't be rated the same. Path of Allah can be locked. Doesn't have to be restricted there. In the jihad, when خَرَجَ فِي طَلَبِ الْعِلْمِ فَوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ coming to learn knowledge. So, in the path of Allah can be multiple, doesn't have to be one thing. Don't restrict yourself. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam generalize something, then you don't have the right to comment, restrict it. Who's got the right? He's generalized it. Your niyat must be right and be going out for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Now, the person maqam is going out. So again, this also requires that get your mind right in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, you come here, for example, nowadays they call it khanqa, or they call it an i'tikaf, but really, if you look at the functions, it's more or less the functions of a khanqa, right? Although they call it i'tikaf, but the functions are the functions of a khanqa. The khanqa, what it aims to do, it aims to correct your mind. Because all the rewards are based on the mind. Like I said, قَدَ فَلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى قَلْبِ سَلِيمِ رَيْمِ. So the whole effort here is aimed to get you to قَلْبِ سَلِيمِ or to get you to تَزْكِيَى. Allah Pak is basing the whole falah on that. Right? The whole success on it. You got that thing right, you got it right. You don't have the right, you're wasting your time. So the right mind must be right at any time. When Bukhari Sharif is hadith, the Nabi Sallam explained to the Sahaba Kiram that we are out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. See, you are out. And there are some people living in Medina, they haven't joined you. But this road you are taking, which valley you are cutting through, which whatever you are encountering, they are with you. In other words, the sawab is being listed with you. Because they wanted to be there. They tried, they wanted, they were anxious about going out, but they had some limitations. that prevented them from coming. Otherwise, they are with you. Wherever you are, you're eating a kernel, they are with you. You're traveling through a desert, they are with you. You're cutting through a valley or a mountain pass, they are with you. Why? Because they wanted to. Whatever they could do, they did. But they didn't have enough, they couldn't manage it. See the mind. So to get the mind right. So yeah, Allah is saying, قَاعِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالْمُحَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ غَيْرُ أُولِي الضَّرَرِ. So people that have got some limitations, like injury, pain, on account of an injury or a pain, or some weakness, they can't come out. So Allah makes an exception, exempts them. One is the muhajir, one is the sitting, person that is sitting. So the muhajir and the person that got some limitation, he wants to be there, but because of his limitation, he can't. So he's being ranked like the person that is striving at the path of Allah Ta'ala. Why his mind was right? To examine this again, why is Allah blessing? Because his mind was right. He wanted to go, Ismail, he hurt himself, right? I want to go again, Talibi, go and make the Uthus Madrasa, all that. Can't make it for a day, right? So you mustn't think now, I'm not getting the salam. I'm still getting the salam. Because your mind is there to do the work. It's a natural disability, I can't move, right? But where you can make a plan, you make the plan. Mawlana Yusuf, you're thinking now, how is it to come make it here? The Togo 4x4s and all that. We used to talk about the 4x4s. The 4x4 brought him here. So in that inability, you're trying to work out a plan. How must I make it? See? You can relax and say, no, I'm excused now. But if the mind is right, you make a plan to be there. Isn't it? In our language, say, it's a world final, right? See, Liverpool is versing Bafana, right? Liverpool, the cup final, right? And you don't have transport to go. You say, no, I can't go, I won't go. You will have that attitude. Ask yourself the truth. Will you have that attitude? If worse comes to worse, you go walking. Am I right or not right? You want to be there, you make a plan somehow, right, and you reach them. See, so that mind, if you've got that mind, then you're scoring. Then even if you couldn't do something, that's all right, I'll give the credit, I'll give the salat. Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi alayhi, he had a neighbor, right? Ordinary businessman. And he passed away. When he passed away, so people are shown that this businessman called the maqam of Ibrahim bin Adham Rahmatullahi. Ibrahim bin Adham Rahmatullahi is a contemporary of Imam Abu Yusuf Rahmatullahi. From that time, like the Tabi'in's time, or near that time. Now people are wondering, okay, he's an ordinary businessman, but he's elevated to the position of Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi. How did that happen? So, then they went and investigated. Alright, Ibrahim bin Adham is the leading saint of the time, great king and the saint of the time. And this is an ordinary businessman, and he is elevated to this level. So, after the investigation, it came out that you see this man here every night. He used to see Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi engage in ibadat. In the old days, the houses were quite simple, you could see. Like you're a courtyard, right? So in the summers, you're standing in the courtyard. So the courtyard is an open area. Like how you got a courtyard here. Right? So if someone is passing by, they can see you. So the homes were standing with courtyards. You could see what's going on. So this businessman would say, see, Allah Ta'ala, Ibrahim bin Adham doesn't have responsibilities. He doesn't have a family, no wife, no children. But if I was like him, then I would have been like him as well. The exertion, the type of sacrifice, the type of exertion he put in, I would have also put into ibadat. But now I have got responsibility for the wife, your children, and you have asked me to be managing my responsibilities bil ma'ruf, not doing it just slapdash. وَأَلْ مَوْلُودِ لَهُ رِسْقُهُنَّ وَكِسْمَتُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Do it properly. Don't just do it rough. Look after your wife and children, but look after them well. So that's your command. Now, my time is going into that. To earn, look after their comfort, etc. The day, the morning, everything is going in there. But had you availed me, freed me, then I would have also exerted myself like how Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi had. His intention was so pure. He should cry sometimes. I don't have the time. His intention was so pure that Allah gave him the same. See, the mind was right. Around the beginning of last century, 20th century, 1900 somewhere, right? Mawla Abdul Hisab al-Naqtabi rahmatullahi passed away. Very great muhaddis. Very, very great. So, great, very popular, the world knows about him. So the India had announced his janaza, etc. So popular, so well known, they announced. So the massive crowd, maybe some 100,000s, or up to closer to 1,000,000. Well, in the place where he was living, he was a simple man, very simple man, poor, doing tailoring, right? Simple. But he would make it. He took a vow to Allah Ta'ala. Any janaza, I will attend. Every janaza, I will attend. And he would think to himself, I'm such an insignificant thing, right? Insignificant, nothing. At least Allah Ta'ala may like this. The deed of mine, that any janaza that's being attended, any janaza that is being performed, I will attend. See, very simple, humble, modest person, I will attend. Maybe Allah will like this. Every janaza that comes here, I will attend, I will join it. The intention is too pure, too good. Allah likes this. See, his heart, mind must be good. Now, incidentally, this tailor passed away the day that they passed away, same day. Now, the crowds gathered for Mawla Abdul Hisab's janaza namaz. And as they were dispersing, there was a second announcement, brothers, there's another janaza, just hold on. Now, the crowd that they got for this man was even more than the crowd that they got for Mawla Abdul Hisab. Because, you see, in the janaza, some people are still coming in, pulling in. You know, say, Mawla, just 2 minutes, 2 minutes. That's how you have it. Give 2 minutes. So those 2 minutes people came. So all those 2 minutes, 3 minutes people were always there. He just went, and his janaza was there. So he had a record crowd, but then his intention, see, so significant. I'm so insignificant, I'm a non-entity. I think, let me do it. Allah Ta'ala just like this. So Allah Ta'ala wanted him to leave the akhirah, even in this world, Allah wanted him in this way. So his mind, good, and good not for convenience, not only for the day. See, one is the good mind, just at a time of difficulty. After that, you're back to normal. Like I tell the students, when the examination, they're big buzurus, in long sajdas, fadu dua in arim, some very chore dua karte hai. Or wazifa is really, ya hafizu, or whatever they figure it. Or, it's a businessman, and the sad is behind him. He's making dua, ye sadda, ki uroza, everything's happy. That is, sad is over, they're back to normal. So you don't keep that relationship of convenience. Allah doesn't like that. If your wife got married to you just because of convenience, you would appreciate that. Because you're a wealthy person, so I got married. You don't have any money, let's just clean your phone. So, you don't like this. How will Allah like this? So your relationship with Allah mustn't be out of just convenience. You're right not just for the moment. You want to be right all the time. what you saw, Bodhisattva was correcting me. Said, I see what you did now. So what happened? She said, see, one man, no, a woman complained, you know. She complained that my husband is a reckless driver, so I very fast, okay? What must I do? So I said, you see, when you're driving reckless, read Kalyama. So now, we have it in the WhatsApp groups, anything that sounds a little bit strange, we make it viral. Whole world, Vikashadola. But this became the topic. Anything, you have to pass the time. Now, that was the best thing to do. She can't stop the husband, right? And she has to join him. Was there anything better? Think to yourself. If something happens, she dies with Kalyama, isn't it? I asked you at that time, was there anything better to you? That was the best thing to do. But now, there is. So, your mind must be right and good permanently. I want the business of him. I became very good friends with him. I got the business title, all the rights to sell Mercedes. He is the Mercedes. So I want all the rights for South Africa. Right? So the Mercedes will come through me. I will distribute. Right? I am the sole distributor. So I had to make a very good friendship. Right? Now that friendship was just because of convenience. Say for example now, tomorrow I think move away from him. So I would maintain the same relationship. That's why I say, this politics is not a stupid thing. I can get into it, right? Alimya Samara says, not the right thing. they held him in esteem, right? For many a time, he would be invited by the king for the meeting. And then in that, he can make umrah, etc. So, but now, if you are with the dignitaries, then you allow to make that umrah and tawaf, but with that security. So the whole Haram Sharif will be cordoned off and you're making tawaf. So he says, isme kya maza aata hai? You can't get any enjoyment, you can't be free there. Within that limited time, you just make a tawaf and all that, and finish. Now, you're doing it with the multitude, you're doing itminan, although you're getting pushed sometimes and all that, right? Push and not do it, but your whole tawaf is done with peace, with minan. So this politics, etc., you are there just for that moment. After the term is finished, then you're like a prisoner. Even whilst you're in office, then too, you're a prisoner. Because you can't move freely. You have to have blue cars going in front of you, blue light before you, blue lights after you. Don't you have it? Now you serve your term, again, you have to have the security. You want to go, alright, let me go, take my wife and children for a picnic. Can you do it? You have so many protocols, you're like a jail. So don't go into this thing. Put your time and your energy, something that is constructive, beautiful, enjoying. Let him do, that person is doing it, let him carry on. Don't get into it. Put your time and your energy in something that you feel happy. You get something now, you get something the year after. Don't waste it. For that you need time management. We've got some ulama here, those that need to learn how to manage the time correctly. Learn from them, alright, how do you manage our time? But 15 days are over already, only 15 days left. But how can we maximize this time? What should we be doing? Allah Akbar.